Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must-listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, Janine Vosper, and welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. I have the gorgeous Jo Ransom with me, and Jo is a trauma therapy practitioner and transformational coach with focus on human behavior, trauma, and neuroscience. She is a woman on a mission to help transform the lives of others. Her mission is inspired and grounded by her own experiences, and Jo's going to be talking about some of those. We won't go into them. But what she found, TRTP, which we'll go into as well, the Richards Trauma Process, it absolutely changed her life. And so now she's helping others with who have gone through the similar sort of experiences to come out the other side. I'm not going to read anymore because there's so much in here that's your story, Jo, and I think mm-hmm. that's really important for the listeners to hear more about that, more about what TRTP is. But hey, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. Before we came on, we were talking about interviews with different time zones, and you are yes. in time zone as me, which is
thank goodness for that. Nice. Makes it easy.
Which is great. So tell me what, and I hinted to it in the intro, what got you into this and why?
Domestic violence threw me right into this path, and then my angel appeared and she changed my life. So I've been through a lot of distress in my life since probably the age of 3 from what I can remember, but now I know trauma, it's probably from conception. So living and surviving on my own was just what I did. I didn't have any guidance. I was emotionally neglected. So my parents were pastors in church, so they cared about everyone else in the world, but not their own children. So going on my own journey and just learning the university of life, as I call it, is what I've put myself through. And I think I've done a pretty good job. Come out with kindness and compassion still, and always pushing forward. I've always had the mindset, because I didn't really have anyone to go to for help, that I couldn't really stay in victim mindset. I mean, I had to just keep getting up every day and pushing forward. And the reason for that was my children. I raised my children on my own. I was a sole parent. So they were the reason I'm still here today. I went through so much distress, suicidal for 20 years, on and off antidepressants. I did whatever I could to survive, basically. Clearly, I'm supposed to be here, and I made it through. And then TRTP, my friend came into my life, and TRTP just changed my whole inner world on a cellular level. So the belief I have in myself now compared to what it was is just 1,000% different. It's like I've been reborn into a new body, and I'm confident, beautiful, and it's like I've just always been that person, but now it's, I believe it. Everyone else could see it, but now I believe it, and that's the difference in my life. So that's changed. So getting into it, it was just synchronicities happened, and yeah, it wasn't something hard for me to learn or pick up, because it was like it was me already. So I've just attracted something that fits with who I am and my purpose. So now all my distress, I can look back on it and appreciate it all, because now I have people coming to me with someone, they need people with lived experience. So I can tell them my story, and they're like, how do you not get emotional about telling your story? And that's because it's all filed away in my brain. We've got my nervous system back in balance. I'm calm and peace within myself, and that's a powerful place to be. I don't fear the future. I'm not stuck in the past of distress. So I'm present, and that's a powerful place to be. I love myself, and I can create whatever I want because I know I can. I believe in myself, and that's a very powerful position to be in. So I love that.
That is an extremely powerful position to be in, Jo, mm-hmm. is that believing in self. What I noticed when you're explaining your story as quickly as you did, how light it felt. Now, I've interviewed a lot of people over the years on the podcast who have stories and there's been things going on in their lives. They've had a heaviness to it when they've told their stories, but you just sounded so light
Yes.
and like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore because it's filed away in my brain. When we're in survival mode for so long, instead of having our hippocampus, which is the filing cabinet of our brain, part of the parasympathetic nervous system, if that's not working because we're stuck in state of protecting ourselves, the nervous system is accelerated on. If the hippocampus isn't working, then all our distress gets filed in our unconscious mind, and that plays constantly. So mine's gone. Because of TRTP, we've gone to the root of the cause, cut it out, very effective process. And it's, I don't live in the past. So it doesn't, all that exists from people's stories is the emotional connection to the past distressing events. The event doesn't exist anymore, only the emotional connection that they've created and still in their body. So, how do we get that out of their body? Going through an elegant process that's very effective. And that's where I am. I can just talk about all my stuff. Like, I've been through heaps of stuff, child sexual abuse from the age of 6 to 11. And my parents were pastors in church. My house burnt down. I was blamed for it. Like, and then I was the sole parent and I
Hang on, let's
took on.
unpack some of these things.
Do you want to go into them? But
Well, and not really go into them,
I
but
can, yeah,
you
go.
know, from that happening from childhood, that's
My belief system
before
was
you
shot.
are where you are now, I can sort of imagine just how then, because I imagine with this going on, you're then just attracting more and more of that same crap as
I
well.
was, and that was the story of my life. My belief system was set from being emotionally neglected. I didn't know who I was, so my automatic belief was that I must be a shit kid because my parents don't care about me. So, who am I? So I was trained by my sexual abuser, which was my stepbrother, and that was just how my life ran. And I just was always attracting people touching me. So by the age of 16, I was an angry 16-year-old that was just like, get off me, like, stop touching me, everyone. I wished at school I was the pretty girl. I hated being pretty. I wanted to be the ugly person just for one day so no one would look at me and touch me.
Isn't that interesting?
That was my perspective on my life. And people would like, oh, the guys must like you. I'm like, I actually hate it. I do
Especially if
not
you've
like it.
been abused, because that's just
Yes.
carrying on with what happens when someone touches you, is things happen that you don't want.
Yeah, correct. It's violating our own self-worth. We're not allowed to speak up. And going through childhood, I wasn't allowed to have a voice. If I had a voice about something, I would get slapped in the face by my mom. And it was just like, no, you're not allowed to be seen and heard. So I just went into my room and just did my thing. And this is why when I was asked to be married at 21, such a young mom, such a young person, naive. Did not know any. I did not know how to say no, so I just automatically went yes, okay, I guess so, well, because I'm not allowed to have a voice or speak my own mind or live my life on my terms because it was always based on everyone else's terms. So that really set the trajectory of my life, and yeah, that marriage didn't last long because I didn't attract someone that appreciated me. I attracted someone that just. I did all the work. Then I had children. Then I raised the children. And I went to work and I did everything. So I'm like, get lost. Go back. Go away. I don't need another child to raise. I'll just raise my own two and carry on. And then I kept attracting more domestic violence incidents because I didn't love myself. I didn't have my dad around to say, you're amazing. You deserve the best thing in the world. So any love that came to me, I was like, oh, that's huge. That must be enough. I'll just accept that. But now I won't settle for anything less than what I deserve. And my list of what I want in someone is like 76 points long. But it's more for me to set that standard for myself. So, yeah, my belief systems have gone from completely negative and low self-worth, low self-esteem to just completely the opposite.
That's a great line, not accepting anything else less than what you deserve. I absolutely love that. And you've done the work now to get to that space, but that's not something that you would have ever considered that that was acceptable to think like that.
No, exactly. But I was just in survival mode. So every day it was just like push through, push through, push through. Got to feed the kids, got to go to work, got to make the money. I wouldn't sleep. People would get jealous of me because I was a pretty fit person. I'm like, I literally did not sit down. And the way I managed my trauma and my distress was exercise. I couldn't afford alcohol, couldn't afford drugs. So I went running. So I just ran and I was punishing my body with exercise. Now I realize that, like after I've calmed my body, I'm like, oh, I don't need to exercise so much. So that's nice. I just do it because I want to.
Yeah,
So yeah.
that's yeah, well, the word should or must is one of the things that really does affect everything. And I think that if anyone's in any situation where the word should or must is continually coming up, then it's time to review why that is,
Yeah,
because it's
exactly.
not healthy for the body. It's not healthy for the mind.
No, it's not. And we suppress because we've been brought up, kids were to be seen and heard most of the time back in our day. So we're not allowed to speak our mind and have an opinion on anything. So yeah, we just our belief is set that we're not good enough. We don't deserve to be in this world. And that's where everyone is. Kind of, that's all I can see now. Everyone's in a belief system. So I'm like, you poor child, like, let me help you.
Yeah, because it is. It's helping the child. I grew up in a very different space. My dad was an alcoholic, but he was not a violent alcoholic. He was just a bit of a clown and annoying. My sister may have a different perspective of that
Oh,
than
yeah.
what I do, which,
Siblings do. Yep.
yes, and she carries more grief than I do.
Is she younger than you or
She
older
is
than you?
younger. Yeah.
So, were you the eldest?
Yes. Yeah, it's just the two of us. And I've always had a voice,
Because you're a
which
first child, you have had probably more nurturing as from your parents, where the second child doesn't get as much nurturing. So, you've got more stability within yourself and safety to support yourself because your parents gave you that real nurturing, where your sister doesn't have that. So she feels a bit more unstable, so to speak, emotionally.
that's an
So she needs
interesting
a bit
point.
more.
Although I always thought she was the favorite, Joan.
Oh, yeah. Of course, it's complex. Everyone, and this is where it's all individual in every family, every,
Kind of,
because it's life is perception.
absolutely, and I can't imagine with more than two of us.
So yeah, your dad was an alcoholic, but you, how did you take that?
I got embarrassed in situations,
Okay.
but he wasn't violent. He'd actually get angry 3 days later and then
Oh, okay. Yep. On
so
a downer. Yep.
But it was interesting how I sort of see that. Okay, he wasn't violent or aggressive or abusive. He'd had those angry moments and then he'd have go and drink again and then he'd fall asleep. So
But you obviously found a sense of disappointment in him or a bit of a shame around who he was because if you felt
there
embarrassed or
yeah definitely yeah that definitely, because that behavior wasn't everyone's father's behavior. But saying that, see, this is we're talking about the 70s, and it's very different. Like he was born in the 30s. It's very different space. And
It is.
I've mentioned this on some podcasts before. Us baby boomers are just a lot more resilient because it just there's stuff come at us, and we grew up with the just get over it. And I don't know whether that's not a good way to respond
No.
to things,
No.
but it sort of is what we've done, and you just go through it.
And
And
we wouldn't
the
be who we
generation
are
before
without
that
it.
was even more so.
Yeah, exactly. I have many clients come to me now. They're all these expectations that their child has to be successful and then but helicopter parents. I'm like, no, let your child fail. It's good. They need to learn resiliency because I call them the Olympians of the family. Then they get into real life. Life kids throw shit at them, and they're like, "Oh, anxiety's just popped up. I've never had that. What is that?" Because now you're a failure in your head, but you're not. You're just experiencing life.
Yeah, definitely. When I was a GM for a business and moved, when they universe brought in a new operations manager, I was challenged with things that
Oh,
about
yeah.
my belief system about myself, and
Oh,
which
yeah.
was really, I don't get this. This
Interesting
is
how you're activated from other people's opinions.
Yeah, so I left.
That's good. You got yourself out of a toxic environment that didn't suit you, and that's healthy. We shouldn't stay in places. And that's where I've gone through many different industries. I've worked in many industries. Because I just went, okay, that doesn't fit. Move on, move on, move on, move on. It doesn't fit. Something's gone wrong. Drama comes in. Ex-psycho boyfriends bring in drama to workplace. Okay, I'm out. I'm moving on. And
Yeah.
people always looked at me and went, "You're so inspirational." I'm like, really? Because that's really stressful and hard. I don't see any inspiration in it. But I can now understand going, I didn't hold back. I believed in myself and I just pushed forward, pushed through. Because I've always been the kid that raised herself and just survived.
And that's yes, and that's what you did to look after yourself before you
Correct.
went through all of the
Yep.
therapy stuff. And we have to do something to look after ourselves and find what that is. And
And this is where women in now in DV, they don't have that self-worth that it's okay to live. They're stuck in this, well, women and men
yeah.
as well. They're stuck in this loop of, oh, maybe. Like DV is insidious, but for me, it got to that point where I'd stick for a bit, but I was always the black sheep of the family and just did what, like, nah, I'm out. And I grew up in a lot of divorce. Everyone's divorced in my family. So I just never had anything to go hold me back in that sense, in those belief systems, because my family was already messed up. So I'm like, oh, well, anyway, carry on.
Because that's
See you
unusual in
later,
that
mate.
era as well. That's a
Yeah.
rarity as opposed to now where it's just commonality. Yeah.
Yeah, my parents have both been married 3 times and I've been through, I was the first divorcee. Yay, go me. In the family, I was always didn't turn up to Christmases because they kept teasing or joking around about the symptoms that were happening. But that in my head, that child sexual abuse. So I just stopped going to Christmases because I didn't want to be teased and bullied anymore. So, but I, they didn't understand that. I was just the rebel child who just kept surviving, you know?
Yeah. Did you understand it then? What really
No,
what was behind it? Oh.
I just felt uncomfortable. I'm just like, fuck, stuff this, I'm out. Like, I don't want to be there. But yeah, I went through life and I didn't talk to my mum for 10 years. I cut her off because I realized I was going back to her to talk all the bad stuff about boyfriends because she was a man hater, you know, men this, men. So I found comfort in that. But then one day I'm like, hang on, why am I doing this? I need to take responsibility for my life. I'm participating in this, so you know what? I'm not going to listen to you anymore. And I grew up and owned my life and
Yeah.
then took responsibility for my life. And that's where I'm like, because I could fall into that comfort of being very much like my mum, but I didn't see her as a good role model, so to speak. So I just carried on. And it was so refreshing because that was, I was able to cut that and grow and find who I was. And that's still going through distress and stuff, but there was, I didn't have to have her negativity holding me back, I guess.
Yeah, and that's great realization as well, because a lot of people don't do that. And I talk to whether they're clients or whether I've talked to people on the podcast, it's been part of their past experiences, that they don't know how to cut those ties with people. And I'm a good collector of friends. I have very long term time friends. And then something happens, and it's usually me that's done something. And I realize that, and I'm aware of it after I sit back and analyze it, going, that relationship needed to end,
Yes.
but I wasn't prepared to let go until
I
I
love that.
challenged it and cut it, and
It's
go.
so powerful. And then what happens after that?
Yeah.
Abundance flows through. I've experienced that in the last 2 years. I've had really long-term friends just drop away and I'm like, oh, that was uncomfortable, or you know, but once I sat with the uncomfortableness, I went, okay, thank you for that emotion. Thank you for letting me be a human being. What's next? And then all these other, like, new clients, new friends that are more aligned with who I am are just popping up. And this is, I'm like, yeah, go this is great, because it's refreshing, it's lighter. As
Most
you said, I
definitely.
feel light now because I'm not carrying everyone else's burdens. I'm like living on my terms now.
Yeah.
I
I know we
want
had
that.
that discussion about finding the right tribe, and then you come along to my mastermind meeting, and there's a
Oh,
whole room full of them.
it was such, I love that meeting. It was so beautiful. It was, well, I'm an action taker, right? Don't sit there and just talk. I'm like, let's action things. Like, let's talk. I love talking, but let's action too. So I really enjoyed getting together and helping each other out, and no judgment. It was just this group of beautiful women on the same page and just in the same mindsets, just helping. That's what we need more of, more community, more support workers, because unfortunately, in some industries, women try and portray that they're all about supporting other women, but they're actually not. There's so much darkness going on behind the scenes, and it's not healthy. So it was really nice and refreshing to feel the energy in that room of your
Yes,
mastermind.
that's why I've been running it for the last 10 years, is because of that exact reason for myself. It's,
Right.
yeah, it's just a joy
If we
to be around
can
people.
be in the same alignment, it's like a new realm of life that we're living. Where can we go from there? How many other people can we help? How many souls can we touch and, lead by example?
It's value, so it's finding out what you value. So one of the things that I highly value are interesting, challenging, informative conversations.
Yes.
To be able to learn something or maybe not agree with somebody and have a conversation about it is a space that I absolutely love. I have to tell you a story. My brother-in-law and I would, what my sister and my husband would call, argue. But Sean and I would just have a ball being able to disagree on a whole lot of subjects and really have heated but respectful conversations about
I
these
think that is
subjects.
healthy.
And it was great, but it would really upset them. They thought it was argument,
Yeah, see,
but they really
perception.
struggled with it, yes.
Yes.
Whereas Sean and I would just truly enjoy it. Unfortunately, we are on the same page with most topics now. So
No more arguments.
is
You
that
got you've figured it out. You're good.
we have.
That's so good. And
Yeah.
that's, I think, a healthy relationship. You stuck it out. You go, and that's, I am so proud of you for even pushing through that, because I grew up in divorce. I didn't have people that showed me how to stick it out. I think my grandparents were the only ones, or
Yeah.
I found it in other friends, people I moved in with at 17. I'm like, don't, and I've helped them. I'm like, no, you can't separate. No, keep pushing forward, just because I need a role model, because it is hard. And I think you should be able to have a difference of opinion. It might get heated because, we've got all our stuff and it might be activated, but that's okay. If you can agree to disagree and just love each other still, that's the perfect relationship, I think.
Yeah. We call each other Bill and Sil because he's Bill, my brother-in-law, and
Yeah.
sister-in-law. So it's quite fun. Unfortunately, his health isn't great, so we don't get the opportunity to see each other as much. But yeah, we used to have a great deal of fun.
So good.
But it all comes back to that having a voice and
Oh,
own
yeah.
that voice.
Yes. What's stopping? What belief was instilled as a child to stop you from having a voice? What experience made you just shh?
Yes, yeah. And
That's
with
what.
your work, so explain now what TRTP is.
So, TRTP, the Richards Trauma Process. It's founded by Judith Richards. She lives up at the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. She's got amazing story herself. So it's all a therapy or process based around the teachings of Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bessel van der Kolk, Peter Levine, Gabor Maté, and all the trauma experts. And it's a 3 to 4 step, elegant, safe process. No drugs involved. It's just using psychotherapy to go and rewire your neural pathways, or reprogram those belief systems. So the first session is rewiring those belief systems to the positive. Very powerful session one. We start doing the work. A lot of clients after session one say they've been seeing psychiatrists for 10 years, haven't slept, and they had the first night's sleep in their life. Session two, we go in and that's where we do the work. We cut off all those videotape loops that are still going on in the unconscious because the hippocampus isn't working. So we're using neuroscience to engage the hippocampus again, get that nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system back on guard. And then we go in and do the work and cut off that. So what we need to do is lead that client to an empowered state in regards to the trauma, and we go and cut it out. So I'm coaching people through just to love themselves, basically. And it's creating safety in their body and going, oh, someone loves me, someone's protecting me. That's what we need as a child, right? But then we go through and we deal with any guilt, any shame, any self-blame, and we can deal with any grief, addictions, suicidal tendencies or belief systems. And then we're creating healthy connections back to that inner child and just letting that inner child rest and bringing out that woman, if it's a woman or man. And now we're the amazing adult. The session two is very powerful. That's where we wipe your brain and cut out all that past distress. Session three is where we, once it's all clear, get the conscious and unconscious back in sync, and we start dreaming of the future. So pre preparing the unconscious to really start being positive and what's next. And that's the process. It's very quick, effective. Then we do a monthly follow-up just to make sure everyone's succeeding and everyone's usually, I'm good, see ya.
That's awesome. The whole changing of those neural pathways, because once we've hung on to a belief for so long, then that becomes reinforced and reinforced and reinforced, doesn't it?
We
And
attract what we believe.
we look for evidence too.
Oh,
Yeah, go again. That's the same thing.
Just to
That's always
reconfirm that
happened
we just,
all the time.
yep. And then that locks in that belief because we're like, oh, yeah, it happens all the time. We're looking for those patterns and then it locks it in. And then it's just sitting there. And it's scary to get out of that. It's like,
Well, yes, that's I, this is well, this is what I expect. This is what I know. This is my safe place,
because
which
we've all
is
survived ourselves
it
for this
is.
long. We know how to support ourselves. We don't need to tell someone to tell me I'm good. I know I'm good. I'm dealing with my stuff. So yeah, trying to explain that to clients, I get clients say that all the time. I've got no trauma. I'm like, okay, your business isn't succeeding. What's going on? Do you want more balance? What's holding you back? Or so we'll have to kind of go around their resistance to anything. I'm not here to trigger them or activate them. I'm like, okay, I can see behind your words. I can really read behind your body language, your energy, everything, your tone of voice, your inflection in your voice. Yeah, that clients test me all the time. And I love it because it gives me a challenge and I can go in and really love them more because that's what they're looking for.
Yes, because what does trauma look like in someone's life?
Exactly. It can be big T trauma. It can be all the big distress, or it can be just inner belief that you've perceived something's not safe, or you've had a lot of stress where you've maybe, I don't know, anything could have happened, so many different, but it can be those little T traumas that is more the belief system. So I try and say I'm working with more your belief system. It's not so much trauma because that's the end result, that because your belief system is here and you're attracting all the trauma. So once we change those belief systems, then you can create a new life, which is more positive.
I don't want to change those beliefs because they're the things I've got certain values, and it's really, that's comfortable where I sit.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that's the other thing. We ask the client, is there anything that's going to stop you from being well or changing? Because a lot of people have grown up in distress. They don't know what it's like to live without distress. They're like, well, no, I'm good here. I know how to manage your life. I go, well, it's do you want some freedom? Do you want peace? Do you want to get rid of your monkey brain? Do you want to sleep? It's a whole lot better on the other side, and I can help guide you through afterwards. So once I get them to that point, they're like, oh yeah, let's give it a go. It's not scary.
And that's part of it. I've been speaking to a few people of late, and part of it's that monkey brain that's just constantly, feeding them information, and that's causing anxiety and stress. But there's also energetically outside influences coming in with
Yep,
people.
we're always being tested.
And it just feels like the surroundings for that, for when you're in that space, it just feels intense.
Oh yeah, I sense it all the time now. I'm very susceptible to energies and I feel drained if I'm, but there's ways that we can protect ourselves as well energetically. We can, yeah. Well, if we're negative energies will bring us higher energies down and we'll match that. So we've got to really be careful. And that's what we coach in session three about keeping your environment healthy. We can't keep going back into a toxic pond because there is a chance you will re-traumatize. So we always need to keep our environment healthy, but that's a whole lot easier once those belief systems have changed to the positive. Because at the moment, you might be going back, someone's trauma bonding to that person. Oh, I need to listen to that person. I need to get into the drama. I need to ruminate on all the stuff because it makes me feel good. Yeah, you know, that's what I
Someone
used to
agrees
do.
with me. Someone's,
Yeah,
yeah, even though
someone
it's all,
hears me.
yeah.
But then I used to be highly empathetic. I used to like rave about it. I'm so empathetic. Let me help you. Let me listen to your story. And then I learned TRTP taught me self-compassion. I'm like, what's compassion? What are you talking about? But compassion towards myself first. So imagine a hole. Empathy is you're jumping into that hole and you want to go and help that person, but you're actually ruminating on all your stuff. What we need to do is go, I don't want that anymore. I see you down there. When you're ready, I know how to help you out. But I'm going to go over here and be happy and not ruminate and all this because it's not healthy for me. But because I was in such distress, I was looking for people to match that because that was my safety. That's all I knew.
I know for me personally, I tend not to do that, but then there'll be something. There'll be an incident occur, and there was, recently, it's a tiny little thing, but I thought, wow, not being respected. It was a two-way street with this person said that, because I was frank with this person with a higher
Oh, yes.
expectation that than they were ready to receive. And they've got a lot going on in their lives, but that's their
That's no
stuff, not
reason.
mine. And the same frankness was delivered to three people, and two people apologized and recognized that they weren't being res as respectful as they could be. And the other person removed themselves from the situation and then felt necessary to write a whole blurb about lack of respect, which was interesting as well. So
I think those people, you know, the phrase hurt people hurt people.
yes.
I reflect back on what's going on for that person. If they're coming in so hard and then they're going to the extent of trying to like, well, I write a whole thing about you, then I'm like, that poor person must not like themselves. Because we're only going off what our programming is and what our own beliefs is. And if we're not love, like we should love ourselves. That's just what we're giving out. So if she's giving out all, oh, sorry, not she or whoever it was, if they're giving out all that distress and all that control, and that means she's out of control herself and she's really struggling internally. So if you can hold that perspective and go, oh, that's just her stuff. Nothing to do with me. I got respect from two people for standing my ground and setting healthy boundaries. That's what we need to do. That's what we all need to do, respect and be safe to express that in not an ego way, but a respect for yourself. This is what I want. And I'd be like, oh, cool, that's cool. You do you. No, not a problem. Why would I want to control your life? Because I'm out of control.
Yeah, that I have heard that before. Hurt people, and it does make a lot of sense. But we're talking about, going over it in my head a little bit, and could I have done it better? Yes, I could have, without a doubt. I
But it's all
recognize that I
learning.
could have delivered, but then, I recognize I also had a tipping point at that particular time as well,
Correct.
so that
And we
I
do because your body was feeling threatened, and that's your natural instinct to protect yourself. That's your sympathetic nervous system kicking in. You're feeling threatened. You're going to go fight. That's a normal bodily response, and we all have that.
Yes,
All good.
yes. And but it is that what is it? The monkey brain going,
Ruminating.
ruminating. That's the word I was looking for. And thinking, over and over. But then, so I don't do that often. Okay, so I've done that for a day, and now I'm not doing it. It's letting go of it. That's
But the reason we can't let it go, because it's stored in your unconscious mind as an emotional experience, because you're already in a state of survival from your most people's stuff. So the parasympathetic nervous system is working overdrive to try and manage that. And the hippocampus that's supposed to file away those stressful events hasn't worked, stored in the body. And so it will pop up. And you try and manage it, ignore, push it under that, bottle it all up. And guess what? Someone else comes out with the same experience, because there's a belief system locking in that pattern. Then it tests you again. You're like, oh, there it is again. All right.
Correct.
So, so what we need to do is get the body back to calm state, get the hippocampus working again. So if you go through any stressful event, then it goes far away. So I get it. I still, yeah, life brings experiences to me. I'm like, cool, bring it on now. I'm like, let's go. What's next? Dealt with it all.
And it's interesting the things that so what I recognize from that, and not just from that, but other times, is the disappointment in the other person.
Yeah, and that's their thing.
So I'm feeling okay, so I'm disappointed in them, that it's not really my thing then, is it?
No, it's not your thing
No.
at all. That's their perception of how you've set a boundary. They didn't like that. For what reason? That's their stuff. And they need to go look in the mirror and go, oh, okay, maybe I should react a bit differently to get the outcome that I want. Because maybe I'm not coming across communicating properly because I only know what I know.
Correct. And
We all.
that's one thing that, particularly with my dad, and he, yeah, as he got older, he changed and got,
They
more mellow,
do
a bit more
self-reflective, and
grumpy
it's
and more mellow, more grumpy and more mellow, but
exactly.
it was a
Yep.
space. And it was, and I, one of my biggest learnings with him many years ago, and it realized with everyone, everyone's just can do the best with what they've got.
Exactly. Yep.
So,
But we all get a choice to treat other people like shit or not. But that's not okay. We all got a brain to use. We can't use our victim states of mind as an excuse to be a bad person. We all need to stop and reflect on ourselves more, look in the mirror and go, would I talk to myself like that? I think we need to do more of that. But a lot of people are highly stressed and they're just reactive and go, because life is creating all this stress. So we're just like, they're all looking for help. We're all looking for help. But what we all need to do is just pause, breathe, and self-reflect first. Before reacting, before responding. And then the world will just be a bit calmer and more, I don't know, easy to communicate. That's how I'm observing the
Oh, I
world.
think it all sounds extremely, extremely.
Very mature,
Oh, yeah, that's a good word,
wise,
Joe. It
intuitive.
sounds very mature, but it also just seems very. It just has a lighter energy to it.
Yes. It doesn't have to be heavy. If we could all just reflect on our own stuff, which is why I think more trauma-informed modalities need to get out there. More psychologists and counselors need to be really delving into this root cause stuff. Where did all this stuff start? And that needs to get out there, because then everyone will just, it'll just be easier and lighter, as you said. There won't be so much hate or.
Yeah, we just want it easier.
Because if I've gone through a lot of DV, I'm with compassion for them, because I can understand all their stuff. Like the last one, he threatened to kill me, stole my phone. It was like the worst situation. And this is after TRTP, but that was another test for me to go, wow, I handled myself so well in that situation. I looked in his eyes. I wasn't the victim. I said, bring it on. I'm not scared to die. Bring it on. And it disarmed him, because I was in my power. He's like, oh. Oh, well, you're boring. I can't attack you. It's like the animal kingdom. Here's this tiger, and I'm usually a scared little rabbit. It's like a game. Oh, that's the weak. The strong can attack the weak, because it's fun. It's mammalian instincts. But if we stand up and go, have our energy of don't you dare come near me, you can't affect me, they go and find someone else.
And people who are listening can't see, but your hand is up in a stop sign.
Stop. Yes.
Oh, and that's what I taught my granddaughter to do. She was getting bullied. And she's the biggest kid in the class, tallest by a foot in the grade one class. She's just
Wow, go her.
so it's not a size thing as to kids that get bullied. She's
Nope.
just a very gentle nature. She
It's
just is.
energy.
It
Yeah.
is. And so we worked on her saying stop and putting the hand
Yes.
up really loudly. And she she did it. She said, "Nina, I said that." I said, "What happened?" And she said, "He said sorry."
No. Yep.
Yeah,
That's
so
the thing.
it gave her the power,
Empowering
to do it.
children. This is the thing, but we're taught to say no to children. No. It's no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. Well, let's go. Why is that child wanting to do that? Let's understand their perspective on what they want to do because it's their experience and their life to live. Yes, we want to keep them safe, but we don't want to stop them from experiencing things.
No.
So yeah, empowerment is so important. And TRTP is more designed for adult, young teenagers if they're ready, mentally ready. But we can do those empowerment statements, like not affirmations, but we say embodied declarations. So I choose to know statements. So we can do this with kids and we do it with clients. I get them because they're like, "Oh no, I believe I matter." I'm like, "Well, let's see if your body believes it," with kinesiology and muscle testing and all that.
Yeah.
And yeah, kids can, and all we say is, "I choose to know right in this moment that I matter.
Then I'm
I
what?
choose
Sorry?
that I
That I
matter.
matter. Yeah, okay.
I choose to know that I deserve to be seen and heard. I choose to know that I deserve a wonderful life." We can say, "I choose to know" is changing it from affirmations is still a bit negative, like, "Oh, we don't believe that they're there." Everything is here to access. We've just got to say it to ourselves. So if we, it's like, I am this right now, not letting, and if we're saying that and putting positivity into our subconscious mind doesn't sleep. It constantly listens and it takes everything as fact. But if we're hanging around negative environments, we're taking our sub, all these belief systems that are being created in our body, which is why it's healthy to get yourself out of a negative environment or lose those friends that are just so keeping you down here. It's okay. It's okay to want more for yourself and live a happy, positive life. You don't have to be stuck in the distress. And if I can be an advocate for that, because I was very victim,
It's
I dragged myself out of bed every day. I thought life was shit. I told my kids I was suicidal. That's a whole new
oh,
burden I
that's
put
a
on my
whole,
kids.
yeah, that's a big
That was wrong
responsibility.
of me. And after I did TRTP, I went back to my son. I said, "How do you feel now?" He's like, "Yeah, mum, it's like you've got your life together. Cool. Thanks. See you later." And I'm like, "Oh," and this is why I continued. I wanted my kids to be raised in a different environment that I was. However, it was the same experience pretty much. But I always kept them as number one. I listened to them. I let them challenge me. It's your life. If they told me to stop talking about their father, okay, yep, zip it. Like, they don't need it. But I was listening to them. And the more I surrender to my kids, the easier it is for them to live a life and the closer we become.
Yeah, now that's important. And I know we were going to talk quite a lot of questions about business people, and
Oh, I think we've
yeah,
had a better conversation.
I do too. Because all of this is really relevant to everything that
Every
happens in your life.
avenue in life,
Yeah.
yes, for sure. It's so self-reflection. Everyone just needs to stop, pause before they react. Just take a breath. Go and talk to someone. Think, is that something I would want someone to say to me?
Yeah, that's a great point. And when I was very frank the other day, as I said, I didn't deliver it well.
And
And
if it does come out, that's okay. We do these things, but it's a reflection for you.
And
These
then I
opportunities.
apologize to the people as well,
Good.
saying
Exactly. You're not a bad person. It's
no.
just you reacted. You felt unsafe. Oh, this came out. Sorry. Okay, let's not do that next time. These
Yes, absolutely.
experiences will keep popping up to test us until we learn that lesson. And that's what I kept going. Oh, DV keeps coming. Joe, just stop going there. You can't help everyone. They need to help themselves. So that was a huge lesson. Okay, I'll stop.
And
I'll.
saying stop going there, the universe or the energy doesn't
Yeah.
notice the word stop, so it's saying, Joe, go
Yeah, correct.
there. Oops. I
Oops.
know I was doing an email today, and I've always been, don't do the negative. And it was, make sure that you read it, or
Yes.
then don't forget to read it. Ensure that you do read it. You know, it's
Oh yes.
that switching everything around into the what you want the result to be, not what you don't want to do for
Yeah,
you.
correct. Yep. But even people saying sorry all the time. Stop saying sorry. Say thank you. Thank you for the experience. Thank you for this. Thank you, because it's an experience that you needed to learn. But may
Interesting,
you
some of
don't
my
need to go and
clients with different
apologize.
nationalities, I find, especially Asian clients, sorry is
Oh, huge vocab. Yep.
it is, you know, and challenging again them to not
Because
do
that's
that.
their belief that they don't deserve to have a voice. They don't deserve to speak up. Yeah, you do. You don't need to apologize for being you.
No. We
You are beautiful as you are.
absolutely. What a great statement. We always talk about three takeaways. So we've gone off track with the
Yeah,
things.
we have gone off track.
But what do you want people to take away out of everything that we've discussed? What's the most important?
Most important, you're not a horrible person. Don't carry all this shame and burdens on your shoulders. It's not your fault. What you've been through is not what you decided to. It's just you surviving in this life, and that's okay. We've all been through it. We've all got a story, and it's not shameful to speak up about it. Go and get some help. Voice, yeah, just live life on your terms. You're allowed to. If you need permission, I'll tell you. Give me a call. I'll get, but we'll do it without the ego. We'll do it without the victim mindset. We'll do it in such a loving way that it's okay. No one's a horrible person, but everyone's being told that as a child, they're not a good kid, but you are a good kid and you're an amazing human and you're a wonderful adult. So just be you.
Yeah, that's such an important it, and it is that living up to an expectation then if you're a horrible child. Yeah,
Of course. Yep.
absolutely.
That's why people, it's scary to go out and do public speaking. It's like, oh my God, what's everyone going to think of me? I used to think that. Now I'm like, let me be seen.
Oh,
Let
I
me
think I've always
shine.
been like that. Let me be seen. I've got something to
Well,
tell you, okay?
that's the other trauma. That's the other side of it. We'll talk about that later. So
I
it's very
know.
complex. We're
I
very
used
complex
to.
humans, but it's okay. We're made that way because we are beautiful.
Yeah. Here, I can fix your problem. It's fine. You
I
know.
can.
Yeah.
It's not, it's just bringing awareness to it and giving a different viewpoint and going, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't think about that because we're not thinking about
No.
that.
And hearing things in a different way all the time is. Oh, something will resonate. Something will click in because somebody has said it differently than
Yes,
said.
exactly. And we all need to find the role models that we think that we can relate to and that we get our information from. Don't just stick to people that you. Go and keep talking to people because when you get the right information that fits or aligns with you, that's what you need to take on board. So get out there and don't be afraid to talk
Excellent.
and connect.
Is that your tip number two?
Yep, tip
Get out
number two.
there.
Get out there and just don't hide. Get out there. I was hiding for ages. Now it's great to be out there.
Well, and that you can hide in full sight.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You don't have to let anyone near
Yeah.
you. You can stand in your power with your energy field and just, I'm cool, confident, and just don't come near me. I've had that a
Yes.
lot. I've had to do that a lot naturally just to survive from sexual abuse and all that. Like, fuck off. Sorry.
That's
But
okay.
just, yeah, use your energy. We need to make our energy strong. That's power. And it's possible. People are like, what are you talking about?
It's
We also just need to, another point, my third point would be to slow down.
that's one of the lessons I still am learning, and because so this interview it will be going live mid-26 and people listening to it, and I'll be on my around Australia in the caravan trips, which is,
Good.
the
Exciting.
a lot of preparation having the interviews as I'm doing now, and this is being interviewed in 25, but
Yeah.
that means that when I am putting myself in the I'm on holidays, I'm traveling mode, then and people are saying, what are you doing for work? And I said, I'm doing a lot of preparation things now.
Yeah.
so that when I'm in that space, I'm
You can
just in
just
that space.
relax because you deserve it.
And so yeah, slow down. But then, if you looked at yourself all those years ago when you had the kids and you got to go to work and you got to do all those things, if someone said to you, Joe, just slow down.
Exactly. I'd be like, excuse me. I'm like, no, there's no time to slow down. But I, and this is the thing, I was, we keep going to avoid our own emotions. And that's where I was. I'm like, I don't want to sit with myself. That's like, oh, and then I'm like, stuff pops up. Nope, just keep going. Avoid, avoid, avoid. Now I've dealt with it. Now I, if I had this strength and this calmness back when I was a mum, and I've given this, single mums have come to me. I'm like, let me help you bring back your attention to your child, because we're stuck in our head, stress, bills, work, where we're not actually present with our children because we're worried about all this stuff. But once you've done TRTP, none of that stuff matters. It just comes because you're working in alignment. It just works. So you're more focused on what's important to you, and that's your children, your family, and Mother Nature, really. A lot of people go back to doing what they loved as a child. They get creative. They pause and look up at the clouds. They go out in the tree, like the trees are beautiful. That's what we need to come back to. And that has to start on that cellular level by changing those belief systems and being free of the past. So possible, very
And that
possible.
being so I've written also with go be slow down is be present. That's part of that, isn't it? It's just to be
But a lot of people can't be present because of their trauma or they're fearing the future, so they're disconnected.
No, I totally get that. It's been amazing speaking with you. I've just
Thank
absolutely
you.
loved our conversation. How
Good.
can
I'm glad
people
it
get
was
in touch?
light.
Sorry,
I'm
what'd you say?
glad it was light and uplifting for you, not so dark.
Oh no, most definitely. And I think a lot of people really want to feel that, Joe. So how can they get in touch with you?
Anyway, open to social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, email, phone number, or website as well. Anyway, you can text, call, any way you want to communicate, I'll get back to you. I do that and I give you the time. So you're important. I will give you what you need because you deserve it. That's what I love.
That's yeah. I'm going to use that somewhere in the title. You deserve it. Yeah, somewhere.
I love that.
I think that's great. And I'll have all of those contact details in the show notes so people can absolutely find you. So it's Joe Ransome,
Joe
RANSOME,
Ransom.
SOME, if people are looking for you. Any final comments before we wrap up?
Not at this point, just
I think there's so much for people to take away and have a think about, and I
It
really
is.
encourage anybody, if you're feeling like there's that constant monkey brain, but there's this constant anxiety or what am I going to do next going
Yes.
on, to have a chat with Joe and
Yes.
just
I would like to let you all know, actually, that there is hope. You don't have to live in this negativity in this dark place, because I've been there before, but there is hope. And if you don't relate to me, I can definitely refer you on to people who you can connect with, because it is about the connection with the therapist and the client to make that change happen. So you're not alone. Just know that.
That's such an important thing, because when you're in that space, you can feel very lonely.
Yes, correct. It
Absolutely.
was wonderful to be here and chat. Thank you.
It definitely was. Thank you so much, Joe. And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. Thank you for joining wherever you are in the world, whether you're listening on your favorite podcast channel or you're watching this on YouTube. Remember to go to JeaneVosper.com, book a strategy call, and I hopefully can help you with what you need assistance with in your life or your business. But I guarantee if I can't, I have can recommend the right person who will be able to. Have a fantastic day, week, month, wherever you are in the world. I look forward to you joining me next time on the We Are Women podcast. Bye-bye.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the five most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.